Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. It's one of the biggest mistakes writers make. They don't let a professional editor go over their work. But I'm a good writer, you say. I can edit my own stories. If that's what you're thinking, I admire your confidence. But the problem is, after you write a book-length work, you've become so intimately involved with what you've written that you can't see the mistakes anymore. Sentences that were a little awkward at first now sound perfectly normal. That chapter that, in the back of your mind, you may have considered out of place now fits right in because you've gone over it so many times. In fact, if you're writing fiction, you know the events of the book so well that you might not even notice you accidentally mentioned a character before he was even introduced. So don't underestimate the importance of being edited. In fact, that's exactly what I called my WordPress blog when I first started it, The Importance of Being Edited. You might recognize that as a variation on the title of Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest. But when I went to think of a name for my copy editing business, that was literally the first name that came to mind. Because editing is such an important step in the writing process. Why is it so important? Well, the first reason, as I mentioned, is that you become blind to your own typos, grammatical errors, and factual blunders. You might not even realize that your characters need more development, or you've introduced too much too quickly in your first few chapters. Stuff like that. But consider this, too. It's not just that the editor sees mistakes you've become blind to. The editor might simply know something that you don't. Maybe your story contained an anachronism, or you left several dangling participles, or you were inconsistent in your use of commas. When it comes to, well, really anything, the old saw is true. Two heads are better than one. And here's the last point I have, but probably the most important. Let's all take good care to self-publish quality writing. What you don't want to do is throw your first draft onto Amazon. It's not good for anybody, really. It's not good for you, because it's not doing your reputation as a good writer any favors. It's not good for you or for Amazon when you don't sell any books, because you both profit when you sell books. And it's not good for the self-publishing industry, either. The industry has done a good job ridding itself of the stigma surrounding it, specifically the public's perception of the type of person who self-publishes. That's where the term vanity press came from. But it still gets a bad rap for being a free-for-all. Anybody can self-publish anything. And while the marketplace acts as a natural filter, and the better stuff, for the most part, tends to rise to the top, that same marketplace is also very unforgiving to authors who may not be doing the best job promoting their books. Because if you don't have a head start on sales, it doesn't matter how good your book is. It could languish at the bottom of the charts for a long time simply because no one's willing to take a chance on it. And that's because self-publishing still has a ways to go in the quality department. So do yourself and all of us a favor and find a good editor. I do copy editing myself, so feel free to get in touch with me if you're already at that stage. My rates can be found at timothypike.com/editing. timothypike.com/editing. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to help you express your ideas in writing and make your sentences sparkle. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.